From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Theme: September 10th, the systems update, 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next.
Let's get into it.
First, from 9 to 5 Mac. 9 to 5 Mac Daily, September 9, 2026. iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone Duo are here.
Listen to a recap of the top stories of the day from 9 to 5 Mac.
9 to 5 Mac Daily is available on iTunes and Apple's podcasts app, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, or through our dedicated RSS feed for Overcast and other podcast players.
Sponsored by Stuff, Stuff helps you get everything out of your head and into a simple, elegant system, closing open loops and reducing mental stress. A simple to-do list for iPhone, iPad, and Mac with powerful tools that make organizing, tracking, and checking off your tasks a whole lot more satisfying. Get stuff done.
Next.
Second, from InfoQ, CPython officially adds RISC-V support as a Tier 3 platform.
Up next. Third, from the Register software. Microsoft goes after Salesforce and ERP users with our Power Converter.
Microsoft has rolled out a new tool called Dynamics 365 Activate, designed to help Salesforce users transition to its Dynamics 365 platform more smoothly.
This AI-powered converter aims to streamline the migration process by analyzing existing Salesforce environments, profiling data, and identifying key relationships and customizations that need attention.
The goal is to provide a clearer roadmap for businesses looking to shift their CRM systems, reducing manual effort and migration risks.
The tool is currently in public preview and is part of a broader strategy to enhance Microsoft's presence in the CRM and ERP markets. Microsoft sees this as an opportunity for its partners, allowing them to better assess existing applications and focus on solution architecture and change management. While Microsoft has made strides in the ERP space, it still lags behind Salesforce in the CRM market, holding only about 4-5% of that share.
However, with Salesforce facing some user dissatisfaction over its own AI initiatives, Microsoft might find a receptive audience among those looking for alternatives.
And then,
fourth, from emerging AI,
GPT-6 Astra builds scary good AI agents. Since the release of GPT-6 Astra, I've been mulling over how our relationship with AI is shifting. We've spent so much time mastering the art of prompting, but now Astra is designed to keep working beyond just answering questions. It's like we've been using a high-powered computer as a simple calculator, missing out on its true potential.
Astra's capabilities extend into long-term projects. It can reason through tasks, manage files, run code, and even juggle multiple steps simultaneously.
With a massive context window and the ability to process a staggering amount of information, it's built for complex end-to-end work.
What's fascinating is how it can adapt while working, like running a slow tool in the background or accepting new instructions mid-task. This changes the way we think about AI. Instead of just a prompt leading to an answer, we can now envision a workflow setting a goal, planning, executing, checking results, and making adjustments.
This new approach transforms Astra from a chatbot into a genuine work agent, making it easier to build
systems that leverage its full range of capabilities. It's an exciting time to rethink how we interact with these tools.
Next, fifth, from GeekWire.
Primetime AI, Microsoft Copilot gets a share of the spotlight during Seahawks season opener.
The Microsoft Surface tablets on NFL sidelines a game day fixture since 2014 got a close-up on national television Wednesday night, with NBC highlighting newer app-powered workflows debuting in Seattle Seahawks season opener.
The X timeline is having serious debates about AI safety after a loud and throw pick departure post. The Open AI Foundation's board is adding a prominent AI safety voice, and Paul Cristiano, Secretary Scott Bessent, says nothing else would matter if China beats us in the AI race and Apple is final.
Like releasing its long-rumored foldable iPhone.
During the broadcast, NBC play-by-play announcer Mike Tirico pointed out the new Surface device is clad in action green cases, no less in the Seattle coach's box above Lumen Field.
Up next, six, from MT's Life.
9/9, and throw pick researcher resigns.
Welcome back, monitors.
Be sure to monitor with us live on X and YouTube, and follow us on Instagram. An Anthropic researcher publicly resigns.
And then,
7th, from Michael Peck.
Beyond the moon in AI.
PwC, Google, OpenAI and Apple. ARB #159. Every tech wave has a moment when the numbers stop fitting on the old map.
In this AI tech wave, that moment keeps arriving, and this week it arrived 4 times in one day.
A consultancy put a quarter-century price tag on AI data centers that is bigger than the GDP of the United States.
Google put its biggest European bet ever in the Finnish north on nuclear power and seawater. OpenAI said a machine solved the math problem that had stood for over a century, and the mathematicians started fighting about whose idea it was.
And Apple, on the first keynote of a new CEO, finally folded the iPhone. Next. 8th, from Slashdot. Anthropic reveals 4th likely crime committed by its AI. An anonymous reader quotes a report from the Register amid industry soul searching about the possibility of AI improving itself to the point that it kills everyone. Anthropic has revealed yet another incident that would qualify as a crime if perpetrated by a person.
The AI Biz published an alignment assessment detailing 4 times Claude models access third-party systems without authorization.
The company has already reported 3 of the incidents.
Evidence of the 4th was lurking in a session transcript dating back to January 2026 when the misbehavior occurred.
Up next.
9th, from latent.space.
AI news, not much happened today.
Congrats to Harvey, but we covered it already.
Our news for 9/8/2026 and 9/9/2026.
We checked 12 subreddits, 544 Twitters, and no further Discords.
AI News website lets you search all past issues.
As a reminder, AI News is now a section of Latent Space.
And then, 10th from Rich on Tech.
Apple's iPhone dual foldable blends software and hardware better than the competition.
Apple just unveiled its first foldable iPhone, the Duo, and what really stands out is how seamlessly the software integrates with the hardware. It features a 5.4-inch exterior screen that opens up to a 7.6-inch display, and the transition between the two is impressively smooth, almost like unfolding glass.
While foldable phones are new, Apple's focus seems to be on refining the user experience rather than reinventing the wheel.
With iOS 27, you can run two apps side by side, and the interface adapts as you open and close the device.
You can even partially fold it for watching videos or taking photos.
The inner screen is glare resistant, and while there's a crease, it's hardly noticeable.
Plus, it's surprisingly thin and comfortable to hold with solid water and dust resistance. There are some trade-offs, like a dual 48-megapixel camera that isn't as advanced as the Pro models, and the absence of Face ID Touch ID is now in the side button. But the real highlight is how the software feels tailored for this foldable design, making it feel like a familiar iPhone experience despite the new form factor. However, the price tag is steep, starting at $1,999 for 256GB. Pre-orders kick off on October 16, with the official release on October 23. It'll be interesting to see how many people are willing to invest in this new folding experience.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.